TR Mobile.
Boy, you surprised me. Glad to hear you, sir. It is a gloomy old day, but it's nice to hear my friend.
Hey, good to hear you. We're in Anderson, running around, doing a few things.
Telma says hello.
And Jana says hello, and to Miss Bernice as well, if she's with you.
Together. We're just leaving the house. Bernice didn't feel like cooking today, which is very highly irregular. And I said, well, I'll give you three guesses what I'm thinking of. And she said, the little rebel. So we're going down there. That's the only restaurant I know of you can get home cooking there every time. And there are wonderful people there that run the place.
I think I'm going to have me some Skins hot dogs for a late lunch, early dinner.
Yeah, but Bernice don't like them, and so we don't go there. She don't like the, I call it the weenie shop up here north of us. That's their specialty is hot dogs, kind of like Skins. And she don't care for that, but gosh, it's pretty good. She seems to think they're too expensive or something. I don't know. It's the farmer in her, Bill.
She's probably right. So just, we'll leave it at that.
To the doctor. He says it ain't nothing, but it worries me. What do you think it is, Mom? Oh, allergies, she says it is. Well, I don't know. How to get rid of that, Bill. I slap her around once a week whether she needs it or not, and it doesn't seem to help anything.
I hear you. Yeah, Jana says I do the same to her, but I don't say that when I'm within a backhand range.
I'm lucky. Bernice deserves a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for putting up with me anyways. But I'm the one that needs the beating once a week. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. Dr. Bernice, I should say. Well, I haven't made up my mind what I'm going to get down there today. I'm thinking on catfish. I've had chicken lately. She made a chicken casserole the other day with dressing. It was wonderful. And last night she made stuffed peppers, and they were great. And we took a couple of them over to the neighbors. So I'll just have to wait till I see the menu there.
Chicken casserole sounds good. We're going to have okay, I can't drive and talk at the same time, evidently. So I'll try to drive, talk, and maneuver traffic. But, Jana wanted me to tell you, yesterday we celebrated our 31 years of being married.
Well, congratulations, Bill. I'll tell you what, that's out of the ordinary nowadays. And we've been 54 years, and that's a little on the rare side, too.
And congratulations on that. Anytime anybody makes it these days, it's an accomplishment. I hate to say it, but I don't think people take it as serious as they once did, but we do. We love each other. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Kind of violent. My neighbor bought a nice new motorcycle the other day, and I told her I was thinking about it, and she says, I'll divorce you if you do. I'd never heard that before.
I might have to agree with her. A motorcycle and pavement don't match up too well when it's on those two little narrow tires keeping you off of it.
Exactly right. And down here, I just absolutely went up in Kansas. It was flat. You could see a long ways. And even at that, it could be dangerous, but it's nothing like this. And the drivers down here are not impressive. They, well, and times change. We didn't have texting and things like that to distract us back up there in those days. And that's all it would take is a person getting distracted for a second or two, and they'd miss a motorcycle. But, oh, I'm impressed with the technology that bike has got on it. He bought a BMW, and it's got everything but the kitchen sink on it as far as the techno stuff goes. It's not a big full-dress one. It's more of a sporter-type bike, but it's got detachable saddlebags. But it's got cruise control that actually works. Ours was just a throttle holder back in the day. And it's got, what else? I'm watching this turn here, Bill. It's got analog braking on it. It's got three different modes of riding. I think you can set the shocks on it. It's just unbelievable the things that thing has on it. And you can't go too fast because the rev limiters, they cut out at 152 miles an hour, high.
I'd probably have to pass on it if it cuts out at 152. I'd have to go at least 154. But that sounds like a nice bike for sure.
Yeah, and you know it's the old dual opposed ones like in the old days? But it's 1,200 cc's, and the old ones are 250s and 500s, and they sounded like a sewing machine. This one's very quiet and nice, but, well, what are you going to do for Christmas? Anything? Our kids are coming home here on the 16th and only staying for a couple of days, and the granddaughter's coming home. She's flying in with them from up in Michigan. She's going to Ohio State. So we're going to have one big meal at our place of ribs and such. And then the next day we're going to have a big meal of prime rib over at our daughter's, which is down in the south part of Greer. And that's about all we got planned for this year. I'm glad we don't have to travel anymore.
Our Christmas will probably be just me, Janet, and her sisters. And then I'll go visit my brothers down in Elberton. But pretty laid back. We don't have to travel, so we have a nice, quiet, easy Christmas. Eat a lot of food and take a lot of naps.
Enjoy the family while you can. Well, I just seen some Duke Energy guys out. I really feel badly for those people up in North Carolina. That those guys sabotaged that substation. I told Bernice that years and years ago. If a terrorist wanted to do something that was real easy, they did. I hope they catch them. And they're after them like a bloodhound, as well they should be. And they should spend a lot of years behind bars.
Bicycle hooked to an old generator off a Volkswagen with a belt and make them generate power for people. That was, yeah, you're right, that was despicable.
Bill, I used to work at Atkinson Armature, and we did gargantuan type things for the coal mine industry and that, and then I worked in a machine shop where we built stuff. And I had to hook up everything that we sold before it went out and tested. And I had to tell you, those transformers that those guys got, or that transformer, they're spatially wound. They're not something you keep in stock all the time. There's no telling where they had to go for to ship that in. They're hybrids, in other words, because they might be 169,000 volts. They might be 500,000 volts or even more, some of them 750s. And that was a biggie fry. I saw it there. It was a huge transformer to try to replace. Even the insulators on them are very, very special. And they're going to have to start building them out of AR plate, I guess. But when they're selling 50 caliber rifles out there now, for what, I don't know, unless they're hunting something bigger than an elephant, it's going to be hard to protect, Bill. have designated at our next stop, so let me say 73, and y'all have a great meal. Enjoy yourself. Let Bernice have a good afternoon off. Don't have to cook. Don't have to do the dishes. So it's all good. It's great to hear from you, and we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure. 73, Tom, Bernice, M4WHM.
M4WHM and 0TR. Fine business on all, Bill, as we say on HF. And you guys take care and have a safe Christmas. And we'll say 73s, and we're pulling into the little Rebel restaurant right here. So everything's looking good. I think I'll change parking places, Bernice, so stay put. Merry Christmas, Bill, and same to the wife. And we'll talk to you later. This is 0TR clear.
Same.
Bill was pulling in. I was pulling in. We're just going in the little rep. Won't get dinged up.
A bit later then. Enjoy the lunch. Late as it may be, I guess. Or a lupper, as we call it. Between lunch and supper. Anyway, I'll talk to you a little bit later. I wanted to catch Bill. Just say hi to Bill. I hadn't heard him on in a while. Anyway, I'll catch you a little bit, Tom. You enjoy your lunch. N4DJC clear.
Okay, Jerry. 73s, and I'll catch you down the line. We're just parked here. This is N0TR.
See, N4WHM.
Hey, you're still around tonight. I just wanted to say hi to you today. I hadn't heard you on in a couple of weeks, I guess. Now you're staying busy, dude.
I was telling somebody earlier, I said it's amazing what you let go by the side when you get busy, but it's slowing down. The last day of classes was yesterday, today's reading day, and it'll start exams. So this semester is done for, which I'm glad. And John went on in the store, so I'm free to hang out for a few minutes.
Be sure to tell Gail, I said that lady, I hope she's doing a little better than she was. I know she was having a time there for a while, and I hope Jana's doing okay too. But yes, winding down now. I think the grandkids are out of school. I think next week sometime, I think, is when they get out for Christmas, I think, so they'll be over here for a few days. But been busy this morning, been shipping a couple of things out or sold, and just generally working some stuff out here, there, and yonder. I had some work done at the house, and finally got a couple of things fixed, and hopefully got something set up. Maybe next year I need to get my safety tank cleaned out. I'm not looking forward to that, but I'm going to do that this spring when the weather's not so bad.
Before I forget, I'll definitely tell Gail hello and Jana as well, and Gail's doing a lot better, so I'm proud of that. She was pretty sick there a few weeks ago. So, but yeah, we're doing the same thing. We're just out gallivanting today. I took the day off, and I'll work the rest of the week, and then this weekend we'll start on more projects around the house. As always, there's plenty to do.
So, maybe 2 weeks ago, I guess. I think I might have talked to you since then, but we went over to Bowman and put some flowers on Jimmy and Betty's graves, and you know, Lynn's grandma and granddaddy Hodgson are over there too, and did the same thing for my parents in Harwell. So we were actually there a couple of days, a week or so ago. We went on a Thursday and went back on a Monday to do a couple of things. But I tell you one thing, the daggum traffic in Harwell just got terrible. I couldn't believe how bad it was. It was just unreal. It seems like it's just a matter of, you know, we don't get out of it about once every few months now. But, man, I tell you one thing, it was busy this afternoon we were over there.
It's definitely increased. The people are moving into Harwell more and more, and they're staying in their lake homes instead of going back to wherever part of Gwinnett or Atlanta they're from. And it just, Harwell's changing in a hurry.
I told you, we're down by the old depot down there and saw where they got the little, I ain't gonna call it a flea market, whatever it is, indoor thing down there, when they had the hot dog place there. And couple other things look like. I think we might have gone back. We might have gone on a Saturday maybe or something. It seems like I don't think so. It could have been on a Friday or sometime. But anyway, we were by there one day. We were by there twice and drove down and then just to see. We didn't come around your side of the street of there, but we didn't go by Lynn's mother Diddy's house. We headed to Bowman and then we headed to Royston. The next time we were there, it was a few days later. But I was really shocked. They got I don't know if I've told you this, but a couple down the road here, about two streets over here in the subdivision, a young couple bought a house over there on the lake and paid about $650,000 for it. They're not even going to live in it. They're trying to turn it into an Airbnb, but it's not legal to do it here, but they're doing it anyway. Now they got sheriff and the legal people involved in it, got their lawyers involved in it. They applied for a special exception. They were turned down, so they were just doing it anyway. But they even got it set up as an LLC now in a residential area, and I know they're doing it over on the Georgia side, too, of the lake, and it's just... This one road in, one road out. This on the weekend, and it's crazy the amount of people that go in there. That one street.
Yes, sir. I know Hart County as well, just passed a ordinance on those Airbnbs because they were getting so out of control, and they have to meet certain criteria, and It's running rampant with stuff like that.
County ordinance here for bed and breakfast, and it comes under the same category, but the attorneys for this couple are just ignoring that part of it. They said it didn't meet this. They can rent a third party. They can't find anything in the ordinances, that sort of thing, even though the covenants here in the neighborhood say no businesses, it's residential only, no businesses are allowed. If anybody's got an LLC and they're renting the thing out all the time, that qualifies as a business to me. But we'll see how it goes. I think the county, the lady lives next door to him down there, she is about to have a fit. She's driving her crazy. They moved up here from Florida about 4 or 5 years ago. She's got a nice house down there. It's just the end of the subdivision. It's not even a cul-de-sac. It just kind of goes into a T. They built this house and deck right next door to hers. The people are parking out in the streets and coming in there. And it's not supposed to be for so many cars there. And we complained to Airbnb about it. Of course, they ain't going to do anything about it. And they don't care. It's just a third party. Yeah, they got up in front of the county commission that does that sort of, whatever part of the county is that does the zoning, that sort of thing, and they basically said they're going to live there and lie to them. Of course, they're not going to live there. It's about a 1,600 square foot house, but it's been rented the last two or three weekends. Of course, the weekend of the Clemson, South Carolina game, it was rented out for Thanksgiving, maybe a week after Thanksgiving, and rented out again, I think, this past weekend, too. So it's creating a problem for them on that side, not for us yet, but there's a lot down at the end of our road just being cleared out, and I think they may try to put one there, too.
I'll stay on the county and let them fight the battle. If that neighbor is hot and bothered by it, then I'm sure she's keeping the county well informed of what's going on, and they'll eventually get them. It'll take a while. Stuff like that, you'd think it'd be easy, but it's not. But hopefully they'll get it squared away and get it where she's not having people coming and going all the time. But people just look for ways to make a dollar, and they don't think about anything else.
Jim in 4DJC. He's a doctor, I think, and she's a pharmacist, and they actually live on the other side of Greenville, and they've got a couple of LLCs set up where they rent some stuff out, and but the guy that built the place He had an Airbnb on the here down the maybe about 2 miles from us, and he sold it. He was renting it. It was basically two houses, one sitting on top of the other. When you had a full basement, he was renting it out all the time, and he was making tons of money. So he sold this one. It said it'd make a great Airbnb, but the other one didn't have any. It wasn't in an R20. Zone, and it was under a different zone, and so far they've granted exceptions to people that run these Airbnbs, but the lawyer said it just didn't apply to them. And I said, he can build the canopy as much as he wants to. It's just been, they got deep pockets, and other people probably don't have that. Their pockets may be pretty deep, but I don't think they're deep enough to fight this if the county decides to do something about it. She's in contact with them directly, of course. Bill, she's not that type of person, but she's been working with the county through the board, through the administrator, and through the, I think she's contacted the county attorney too. And she'd been hot after him, and she was getting kind of discouraged about it because she was the only one doing anything about it. But it's not for me to do it. I mean, I told her, I said, I'd be glad to sign your petition, but I said, I don't expect somebody that lives two streets over to fight my battle over here if I got somebody next door to me. I said, you're going to have to do that on your own. And she has worked hard at it and done a lot for it, but it affects her and a couple other people more than anybody else. But they can do it anywhere, though. Let's just think, drop a second. Lori and Don, they live out in Duluth, Lynn's sister, and they live in a really nice subdivision. Kevin Butler used to live down in that area, right down. Don sits on the rich end of the subdivision, but they got a guy that's next door to them that's rented out his basement as an Airbnb because there wasn't anything to cover to stop it. So it's everywhere. Like I said, there were a bunch of them. There were about 80 people at the meeting, and I think one person said he didn't know what he was for or against it. Then he got up and spoke, and turned out, we told him his name, they didn't realize that was the builder. He said, I just want to follow the law. I said, yeah, right. But anyway, it's a big problem. It's a bigger problem over there than it is here, I think, but it's coming here. In a fast rate, because everybody's trying to make some money off these properties they put so much money into.
They are, right they are. Well, John just texted me to come in and evidently look at something she wants to buy, so let me go ahead and go in there and check on her. But Jerry, it's always good to talk with you, and always good to catch up, and I'll be sure and pass along to Gail your hellos and well wishes, and next time you're in the Hartwell area, let me know, and if I'm off, maybe we can meet up and grab some lunch or something. My email and everything's good on QRZ, and send me an email, and I think my phone number's on there too, but always good to talk to you. I need to run. 73. M4JDC, M4WHM. I'll be clear on your return.
Bill, have a good afternoon. You better go in and see what Janet is wanting. Hang on to your wallet. Talk to you later. 73. Good talking to you as usual. M4DJC, clear.